hired, I want to say it was...
Probably Kiffin.
Yeah, it was Kiffin. We think you're a mid-major coach. Let's go back to the phones. Hey, we got to know.
Mike Hamilton. That Mike Hamilton, man. You talk about a guy that could teach a course in how not to be an athletic director. That guy could teach an honors level course in that.
As K.D. Lewis just said,
again.
Miami is destroying the rat. That little guy, Muggsy Bogues. Ed, look at him. He's on next level.
20.
That donk right there is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. OMG. Poor rat.
If Richard Steele were refereeing this fight, he would already have stopped it, Tony.
Let's go back to our phones and grab another call. Hello and welcome.
Tone Tech here, Spike here.
What a shock.
I had to join in on this rat fashion parade. This is just too good to be true.
Are you going to whip your tweet out again? Because you talk about a cheap tweet.
I could tweet it down any second.
You ought to tweet that thing at Justin Phelps and see if he'll retweet it.
He might.
And put on there something like, we're really proud of the season that you guys have had, and just put a link. And maybe he won't even click on it. Maybe he'll just retweet
and
it for you.
And Seth Davis. Seth Davis needs a dose of it.
Yes, he does.
Seth needs it a little bit, just as much as the rest of them. But, wow, Tone, what a win tonight for Donnie and the boys. And how about the... A little icing on the cake with the rat going down, blowing that 41-game win streak.
Yep, and I stayed on the entire time just to enjoy it.
Poor Rich New Jersey.
The rich New Jersey girls are crying.
Oh, that's tragic.
Shut their little potty mouths up. Drink yourself to sleep tonight.
Ooh, can you imagine how vile what Krzyzewski's wife and daughter are saying from behind the benches tonight? Because this is obviously the referee's fault.
Look at the rat. He's stuck on 997. Dar Ratone. And he's got Louisville Saturday.
Ooh,
night
he went down a
Louisville. Good. Beautiful. The rat. El Ratone.
And you know what the great thing is? Virginia's now two games clear of them in the ACC.
Oh, boy. But Duke will be a number one seed still. Don't worry.
One of my buddies who's a big rat disciple, he is just losing his mind over this game, saying that it's the worst refereeing he's ever seen, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
I'm sure the ACC referees got up this morning with instructions to screw Duke on behalf of Miami.
And I'm also sure in his 997 wins that he's never been the beneficiary of one-sided officiating.
Never.
Hey, Bob Huggins got it right the year they tore up Deshaun Butler's knee. Hey, man, they don't foul. Duke doesn't foul at all. They just don't foul.
Oh, they didn't call one on them. Yeah, surprising they didn't call one there. They just trimmed it down to 16, though.
I know the referees were trying to figure out how to call a 17-point play right there.
Teddy Valentine will figure it out. He's working away. He's trying to work that in.
Oh, if Jenny was there, he'd call a technical on everybody on the Miami bench right now.
I believe I heard Keith over there in 103 tonight. Near all the women and children.
I think on the bench warning and then on the three-shot foul, I think a lot of people heard me. And I think some of them were a little bit, like I said, I apologize. I think some of them were a little taken aback. I think some people had never heard those words before in that sequence.
Well, if they sat a little bit lower in 103, they'd probably hear some new words from old DT.
Interesting. Tack Air Spike, are you pumped? Are you pumped about this?
I'm fired up about the Vols and the rat going down.
Will we see a tweet tonight?
I might have to pull the old one out. I might have to look that thing up, watch it a couple times.
In fact, you're going to watch it a couple of times. Oh, here's my favorite part. I'm going to watch it a couple of times.
It gets me every time.
when you tweeted that out after Mercer beat them last year, that was the worst thing.
And then he wanted me to retweet it. I'm like, dude, I'm not retweeting that.
That may be one of the highlights of the Basilio Radio family right there.
No, so that's horrendous. We have such a bad reputation.
I've never been involved
with. Have such a bad reputation as it is, and that's just mean-spirited, man. The guy was dizzy.
if it was anyone else, it might be mean-spirited, but the rat is just a rot human being.
We are simpletons.
We what we need to do is get some video of Tonzo rubbing his, wiping the bottom of his feet on that towel and then rubbing his head with the towel
and having,
and make, intersperse that with Krzyzewski going down.
Falling into the towel?
Yes, exactly.
The best part about the whole video is we he had those tennis shoes on because the coaches were canceling.
Tennis shoes go up in the air. You're making fun of a man. You're out of here. Good night. You can't do that. You can't do that, Tack Air Spike. Hatfield, as we leave tonight, I have 3 calls on hold, but I've got to go to sleep because I got to get up tomorrow, do my blog in the early morning, do my show, and I have a couple sales appointments, but who's... Man, I'm tired. 2 hours of that. That was fun. 2.5 hours after a basketball game.
Tony, it's always fun. And again, even Saturday when things weren't great, I think there's no doubt it was fun. And Frank Martin is just absolutely losing his mind. I love watching Frank Martin lose his mind.
Well, we love Frank Martin, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to come on the show the Friday before they play here in March, Tony, so that should be fun.
Great fan base. And don't we have a great fan base?
Oh, are you kidding me? Absolutely. I mean, I guess when we started this last year, Tony, I mean, there were some people that kind of thought that, can you really get any calls after a basketball game? I don't think we've had it. I don't think we've done one of these yet that we lacked for callers or interest, so.
I want to thank everybody that participated tonight. Hey, Hatfield, you're presented by Clancy's Whiskey Tavern, and really, really great having you here. And what do you think of ESPN's package they have right now? They're showing a package on the Rat. Does it end? Does it ever? He got beat tonight by 20. He got beat by... It just doesn't end, huh?
No, ESPN picks their favorites and they stick with them.
Mm. All right, brother. Give me a final word here on the way out.
Oh, I think that's certainly the best win so far of Donnie Tindall's tenure here. And like I said, anybody who watched that tonight and didn't enjoy it and doesn't think this team's getting every ounce out of what they've got, I don't know what to tell you. I think this team is performing in a manner that, hey, I tend to look at things with a critical eye. I can't find much to quibble with about this team right now.
That was pretty great tonight, especially in light of the way Saturday went. Hey, thank you. I want to thank my friends at, and thanks, Keith.
Good. No problem, Tom.
I want to thank my friends at Smartway, and you can check them out online. Please do that. Hey, listen, stop in there and say, hey, thank you for presenting. Listen, if it wasn't for them, this would not be happening. Go smartway.net. And if it weren't for Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics at daltonhydraulic.com, this program literally during football and basketball season, and I honestly mean this, would not be happening because I would not be doing it for my health. Trust me. And so I thank them for helping us and helping us defray the cost of this and doing this and bringing this to you. And it has been terrific. Congratulations to the Vols tonight as they've already, through 15, achieved the win total of last year's team. That's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Here at TonyBasilio.com, the live music continues till tomorrow morning at 11 a. And how about a little Jerry Jeff Walker followed by some John Prine? Let's keep it old school. Old school. It's from 78.
do. I've been down the road once, twice before. Getting by, just like a dream.